court and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
When you shop for the holidays with AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, you're supporting real folks who care about what ends up on your plate. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market brings together the best of the Carolinas with a farm-to-table spirit, offering fresh, restaurant-quality cuts you'll feel proud to serve. Around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, and shared with love. Good food, good neighbors, great holidays. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, your local farm-to-table butcher.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
Craft Stove Store and Patio is here to help your home stay warm and cozy until spring with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and even keep you warm and cozy in the event of a power failure. Craft Stove Store and Patio even features the Radiant Heating vented gas logs that have a real fire look and radiant heat. Visit Craft Stove Store and Patio, located on 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
You have a nice Thanksgiving?
I did, but I don't feel like myself.
What have you been eating?
I had turkey at my in-laws, turkey at my parents, had a turkey casserole this morning.
It's a clear-cut case of turkey-itis. I'm gonna write a prescription right now for a double chili cheese aplenty from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In.
Next patient.
The Beacon Drive-In, where the food is always good since 1946.
Walt Deptula Road Rage, we are back. I do not know why Old Dominion insists on throwing the ball in clear running situations when they have run it so successfully. I don't get it, but that's just me. Like I said, a lot of these teams need a common sense coach. Even South Florida. South Florida just had a 2nd and 1. They just had a 2nd and 1, and they decided to take a shot vertically. I guess I get that if you can pass protect, but they couldn't, and quarterback held the ball way too long, and they held on top of it, and they took a sack. And maybe it was 3rd and 1, because it looks like they're coming off the field. Back to the conversation with David. And before I do that, let me tell you about my friends at Underdog. Hey, listen, Jake Paul steps back in the ring Friday. Underdog is dropping a 50% boost to crank up the action for the chance to win up to 5,000 times your cash. There's no better time to be playing on Underdog. Fast breaks, buzzer beaters, block parties are back, and Underdog's the best place to get in all the action because you can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. I will promise you, I will be in on the basketball action.
I was lost last night, Ramona. I didn't get home in time. I wanted to get in on the NBA tourney. And the New York Knickerbockers, Ramona, won the NBA tourney, beating Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. And you could have picked, you know, in the fourth quarter, the Spurs went choky-choke. That's despite their all-star roster of young, talented players, which they've assembled by intentionally tanking year after year after year. The Spurs have managed to put together the one of the all-time young rosters in NBA history with their tanking. But you could have been in on that last night. And I love the NBA on Underdog because, first of all, I love live in-game NBA because I already know how the games are playing. I know who's hot, who's not. I love that. But you do you. I do it both ways, okay? I play NBA before. I probably play more pregame than live, but I'm probably like 40% live. And I love the live because it lets me steer. It's a big advantage. And I regret that I didn't get in on that last night. But, you know, the Victor Wembanyama, Ramona, down the stretch last night, went right in the tank. You know, all 7 foot, five of them. Took 2 3-pointers in the last 3 minutes, clanked them both. One was early in the shot clock. Just no call for that shot. Awful. He went 0 for 3 in the last 4 minutes of the game. He got killed off the Knicks killed him. Mitchell Robinson killed him on the offensive glass. And the Spurs, who went to the fourth quarter with a 5-point lead, wound up losing by 11 or 12. But you can get in on all of that on Underdog every night. College basketball, NBA, it's all there for you. It just doesn't get better. And if you download the app today and use promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, you score $75 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE, all caps, one word, Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18+. Present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web. /play and get terms _DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit www.ncbgambling.org. All right, back to the phones. Ramona, put them both up if you would. Back to the conversation with Basketball David and Zeke. Again, I have no idea why Old Dominion just insists on throwing the football. David, Zeke, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So we left off, I think, talking a little bit about Clemson and Butter Johnson and the increased role that he's likely to have. It changes who you are, and quite honestly, it worries me a little bit about next season too. Because depending on how quick the recovery is, you know, you're going to come into next year. You know, look, one of the things I was most looking forward to was year two of a developing superstar, and in Foster. And instead, what I'm going to get is a year two start over off an injury.
Yeah, it's a tough break all the way around, and I think I heard you mention too, Walt, the possibility of coming into the year next year with him and Harris Reynolds,
two
as
best
far
athletes,
as athleticism in the backcourt.
Yeah, two best athletes ever on one team at Clemson.
Yeah. Speaking of injuries, I know Zeke wanted to get on this one. You know, Seth Trimble coming back for North Carolina is obviously just going to add more to them. And Walt, I wanted to kind of get your thoughts and Zeke chime in too. Is, Walt, I think the ACC, as we head into conference play, we got another week or so left of non-conference, but Walt, the ACC's, Zeke and I were talking about the other day, probably maybe the second best conference going into conference play.
Yeah, some of that stuff last night concerned me for a bit, all the way around, but we still have a lot of basketball to be played and a lot to be learned. But the ACC is certainly in a better position than it was a year ago, and certainly performed better in the contests against the Southeast Conference. So I think the ACC is in much better position, and we'll see by the end of the year, but hopefully the league gets a just number of bids this time around.
Yeah, the one thing David and I are talking about, Walt, is just how many quad one chances that you're going to have now. Yeah. Just something you didn't have last year. Yeah. And that's what you need. I mean, you know, the SEC had advantage of like every second or third game was a quad one game for them. We didn't have that last year. We mainly had Clemson, Louisville, and Duke. That was your only quad one chances.
Yep.
And if you're one of those teams, that means you only had two games where you had a quad one chance. So it made it tough. And I am piggybacking on what Dave said. Yeah, I think you'll see Trimble in uniform this weekend. Don't know if he'll get minutes. He may get a few. But I think by Commerce Clay, he'll be really, you know, and being a fourth-year senior, he'll come back in that lineup. It's a pretty smooth transition when it's a fourth-year senior, unlike a new guy. So, but, yeah, as far as the conference, I mean, what I like is
By the way, with all those quad one games, to win or lose those games, you know, because now we have the good losses thing again. So, and so you're not going to really suffer if you lose a good number of those games.
That's the same double standard, Walt.
Well, you know, look, I think the net ranking's a joke anyway, but
I agree.
You know, we can't fix the world apparently, but I'm pretty sure that if we came together over the course of a day, we could come up with something better than that.
Well, you know what? We put a premium in blowing people out. It's like, you know, I look at some games
that's
where
terrible.
A team's up. It is because you're up by. Listen, well, last night Carolina's up 26. 4 minutes left. So what do? Well, you put your bench in. You put your reserves in, your walk-ons in, and then all of a sudden you win by 18, and, you know, you drop in the net ring. It's like, what are we doing here? It just makes no sense, man, about that score. It says, well, I don't care if you win by 1 or 51. I'm taking a W today of the week.
Yeah. Yeah, we always talk about sportsmanship and everything, and then we have a lot of these systems that really don't promote sportsmanship. They promote the opposite. You know, I mean, remember the Big 12 got over 2 years ago just by crushing inferior opponents. That was their goal. They plotted it. They knew that the system was flawed, and so they played pathetic OOC teams and beat them by 100, and that gamed the whole system.
Yep. And then they had all the quad one opportunities in the conference, and then that's where they got all those teams in.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Well, we got.
And by the way, I acknowledge there's no perfect system in anything. You know, and until you actually try and engage in doing it, you don't really recognize that. Like even a simple poll, you know, like in football, until you actually start doing it, you know, you think like, well, I'm going to apply this standard to everything I do, and then you realize quickly with 25 teams, you can't apply any standard to a group of 25. There's no such thing. And you find out it's more difficult than you imagine. And, you know, and they keep, you know, tweaking all these things. And we've seen this in every sport. And there's no universal answer to that. There's no completely right. But there are some things that you should have guardrails against. And I don't think the net ranking has answered that task.
Now, one last comment, Walt, before I get off. It's this weekend, big games. I mean, Clemson's got Cincinnati, Duke, Texas Tech, Carolina, Ohio State. I mean, these are what I would consider the last games against what I call some quality opponents before you go into conference play. So,
yeah.
You know, the conference needs to finish up strong. Clemson needs to win that game against Cincinnati. Duke needs to take care of Texas Tech, Carolina, Ohio State. And, again, I think we can go in with about eight teams in the top 40 of the net rankings as we enter conference play.
Yeah, well, I think that's right. And again, I haven't even settled yet in my own mind on the extent of the Zach Foster damage to this team. I just know that it hurts high end. It hurts what my sort of projection for this team was because I was incorporating a more developed Zach Foster into all that. So I don't know how that plays out. It remains to be seen. You know, Clemson's going to have to get contributions from other people, and maybe they will. But I need to see that play out before I have a feel for that because I'm concerned about it. I still like many of the other elements of this team, but I need to see those elements step up, and we'll see whether that happens. But yeah, I think as a whole, it's a good year. It seems like it's shaping up as a good year for the ACC and a year where the league is likely to get a lot of bids. David, I'll let you wrap this up.
Yeah, well, I agree. I think I kind of told Zeke the other day, I think about 7 or 8 right now. Again, obviously it's all projected and a lot of basketball left to be played, but I think the league is in a good position to get a good number of teams in. And I think, again, obviously these teams can do damage once they get in, and especially the teams at the top, you know, Duke, North Carolina, Louisville, you know, possibly Virginia. I think Virginia Tech, when they get the LaWall kid back, you know, I think this team, the league is in a position that it hasn't been in a few years. And Walt, I'm with you. Back to the Clemson thing is, I'm very interested to see if this kind of sort of shrinks the rotation a little bit, and sort of guys kind of start falling into more of a get into more of a rhythm during games, and maybe a you know, sort of go-to guy sort of sticks his hand up and says, "Hey, I'm that guy."
And from a strictly basketball standpoint, David, in the here and now, there may actually be some benefit to that too. You know,
that's what I'm saying. Like, does it almost force Brad's hand to kind of like start to, okay, now I got to figure this thing out?
Yeah, that seems possible to me, but only time will tell. But I'm still concerned about the elite level opponents and losing a player.
And I'm with you. Well, I think the ceiling definitely lowers.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. And so we'll find out long term. All right, David, good talking to you as always. Thank you.
Thanks, Walt. Appreciate you always.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, South Florida has taken the lead on Old Dominion. Old Dominion just had a wide open touchdown pass. When I say wide open, they got a guy who's 20 yards behind the secondary and they missed the throw. I mean, you could have punted him the ball, and instead, I'm sorry, dude. You just can't miss that throw, Henical. I know you've been under a little pressure. I don't know why you do anything but run the ball. I still can't understand it, especially when you throw like that. But, again, you will never have anybody more wide open than that. You take the lead right there. You have a walk-in touchdown. No one within 20 yards. This is the kind of thing that – I'm not saying that this is real. This is the kind of thing that sends people wanting to watch the film and want to see what the numbers – what the individual numbers are in terms of the gaming numbers, because, again, wide open. Now, we're trying that same pass again, and this one's way underthrown. So one of them's overthrown, the other's way underthrown. They're both awful. Just punt the ball. Just get off the field. Hey, let me tell you about Gary Mahaffey Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary and Jeannie Mahaffey own and operate one of the largest Medicare insurance agencies in South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia. Additionally, Gary has handpicked agents who sell and service all three states for Medicare Advantage and Medicare supplement products. The agents all work under Gary's tutelage, making sure they carry on the tradition of kindness and service, quality, availability, which are still the trademarks and the hallmarks of this company today. You've heard about all the testimonies that people have called the show and praised Gary and thanked him for what they've done, what Gary and Jeannie have done in their lives. Trust me, you can't age into Medicare without having Gary Mahaffey and his team on your side. Gary and his agents always service. His service comes free to you, no cost to you. It's only going to benefit you. I promise you, he will help you. Call him today, 864-307-8484, 864-307-8484, and you will thank me later. All right, quick break. Walt Tip to the Red Rage. We'll be right back.
For Christmas, treat her to a special day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's best spa 13 years in a row. The Lilia Day Spa staff can restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the one-day or mini holiday packages. Lilia Day Spa can create something special for her. A gift certificate is ideal for Christmas and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa 13 years in a row.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things? Or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judson Mill District in Greenville or online at blochaven.com.
When reliability matters, trust American Door Masters. Is your garage door opener broken? One of the most common issues we handle is garage doors that suddenly stop working. At American Door Masters, we diagnose and fix problems like broken springs, offering professional service at a great price. Serving the upstate of South Carolina, we provide top quality garage door installation and repair. Whatever your needs, call American Door Masters today at 864-990-3075 for prompt and professional service.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, you guys can help a lot as far as preparing for those winter storms.
You know, winds come and storms happen, but if your tree is properly pruned, it's not going to fall to the storm like one that isn't. We would recommend that you prune it properly so the wind can get through it. Your tree can be healthy and strong. We don't want to top them out. If you top a tree, you're going to have a bigger problem in 3 to 5 years. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
Hey everybody, Quok here with a special announcement. As y'all know, I've been on the Wendy's team 4 years now, and I'm thrilled to announce a new addition to our roster, the Chicken Tender. Our new five-star recruit is bringing 6 bold new sauce additions with him, including Wendy's new signature sauce, Fortune Hot and Sweet Chili. When asked what the Wendy's fan base can expect from him, Mr. Tender said, quote, bigger, better, juicier. There's nothing like me in all of Anderson, Oconee, or Pickens County. End quote. So yeah, get your hands on some Wendy's chicken tenders. No further questions.
Did you know the IRS is hiring thousands of new revenue officers, leading to more audits and levies? If you have outstanding taxes, these changes could bring added stress and trouble your way. Take action now before things get worse. Let David Green at Green Law Firm help you resolve your tax issues before the IRS comes knocking. Call Green Law Firm today at 864-271-7940. That's 864-271-7940. Or visit greenlaw.legal. Act now and enjoy peace of mind tomorrow.
It's Christmas time in the Upstate, and what a great time for the Toyota of Easleyathon. With special rates and holiday bonus cash, it is time to put that new Toyota under your tree. A great example is the Toyota BZ. With 0% for 72 months and an extra $3,500 in bonus cash, you can be hauling your family around in style. Toyota of Easley, your one-stop shop for stylish vehicles at a great low price. Stop by 5643 Calhoun Memorial Highway or shop online at toyotaofeasley.com.
Hey guys, the holidays and new year are right around the corner. It's time to shed those extra pounds, get back in the gym. At Low Country Mail, our concierge plan started around $7 a day. It includes testosterone, unlimited doctor visits, prescription management, and much, much more. With 9 locations in the Southeast and 10 years in business, come see why we are the most trusted TRT clinic in the South. Make men men again. Book today at lowcountrymail.com.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the Upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and Upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate's home for the best coverage of the NFL Draft and the top 100 players is right here on The Roar on Road Rage with Walt Deptula, weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m., where every day is game day.
We
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
Welcome to the Red Rage. We're back. Ramona, are you a big fan of all the Christmas lights on houses and such?
Yeah, I like Christmas lights.
Yeah, but you wouldn't put them up on your property.
Yeah, I have them on my house.
You do?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah, I like seeing them. Does it seem like there's less than this year than other years? You know, what I really like, I like the crazy, the bat blank crazy ones that have, you know, just lights everywhere. And then I like the classy ones. I like the ones that, you know, just have all white lights. There's a house near me that has like these wide columns that run vertically of red and green light. It's very cool looking.
I bet that's pretty.
Yeah, it's very, very, very cool looking. I saw that for the first time yesterday, and I like that. Have you, you know? I saw that somebody asked this question the other day, and I'm like, no, man, that's actually an interesting point. Never, and that is this. Have Christmas carolers? Have you ever seen a Christmas caroler, ever?
You know what? I haven't.
I haven't either.
I haven't.
Is there really such a thing, or is that just like in movies? I mean,
I think it's in movies.
I know we have it on YouTube. Those like professional Christmas carolers.
Maybe that's in like New York.
Yeah, they don't ever come to my house
like that. My house is not inviting on purpose.
On purpose. Yeah. On purpose. Yeah, but no matter where I've lived, I've never seen a Christmas caroler. I mean, I've lived in a number of places. I've never seen a Christmas caroler anywhere. Have you?
You people,
call me if you've seen a Christmas caroler.
I mean, I never thought about it, but not even through my childhood and everything. No,
right.
Our neighborhoods.
Like we're driving through all these neighborhoods here. Is there any Christmas caroling going on? Do I see anybody out there? Now I don't know. Does Christmas caroling officially start like on the 24th?
Oh, I don't know.
Is there enough?
I never thought about it. Like I say, I don't want strangers coming to my house.
I'm not asking whether you want strangers
so
around your house.
You Christmas
Ramona's worried about the Christmas caroler / murderer / burglar.
I don't want them going, oh wow, Ramona's never seen a caroler. Let's go over to her house. She's missing out. I'm not missing out.
That's too funny. So you're worried the things I'm saying could be setting the stage for people to try and find you.
You and I haven't seen them, and they're thinking, oh, no, they miss out. It's a wonderful experience. No.
Yeah.
Don't come to my house.
Yeah, well, and
I don't even open the door unless I know you. And then if I didn't invite you, I might not open the door for you.
Yeah, Odin and Sky wouldn't appreciate you either, so you might as well skip
that
me, too.
That would mess up the music.
It would ruin the music. But the bottom line is, I'm sort of curious. I'm curious whether anybody has ever seen a Christmas caroler, whether there actually are such things.
Yeah, I never thought about it. It's in a Hallmark movie, and that's all.
Right, right. It's just movies. It seems like it's just movies. There really aren't. There's no such thing as bands of people who want to gather together in the cold to walk around to strangers' homes and sing Christmas carols to see if they can get shot at.
Get them to open the door.
Or dog attacked. There apparently is actually no such thing. It's just it's a falsehood.
Yeah, I think everybody has that Ring doorbell thing.
Yeah,
like
that's
you,
right.
Like you have on your Twitter there.
We've been misled.
All those people trying to steal people's packages and getting flooded with color.
Yeah. Now some say that thing is an AI creation.
I'm sure it's still it's a neat thing if you want to.
I'm sure it still happens.
They used to steal my package. Make me mad.
Yeah. Look at the seat. What do we have here? Walt, we used to go caroling to shut-ins houses with my church youth group. We didn't go to strangers' houses. Okay.
All okay, right. Well, so you went that. To your congregation's house.
Yeah, okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I can see that. Texter said, not true. I went caroling with my church 2 weeks ago. Well, good. Good. It, well, it still is true. Whether you did
we
it,
we still haven't
whether,
seen
whether you did it or not. It's yeah. still true. You know,
we still haven't seen
your not true part is actually the not true part, because what we said is 100% true. We haven't seen any
one.
Ever.
And I don't get it seems like, I mean, not Easter. Right. Halloween kids, they know better.
Right. Dexter said, be honest, Walt, if carolers came to your house, you'd spear them. It's true.
Yeah.
That's probably true. What is,
that's my sin. It's a good way to get shot.
That's probably true. I would not recognize you as carolers. I would recognize you as invaders.
Like, what is this right. happening? You better be singing while you're walking up the driveway.
That's right. That's you, right. you better be singing on the street above me.
Yeah, yeah, where I can hear you, so I know it's coming.
And you better have rose-colored cardigans on.
Oh, yeah, that poor better, guy, he looks yeah, really
you better
wimpy.
Be singing in your all your Christmas colors and your rose-colored yeah. cardigans. Yeah. You're 100%
That's right.
Texas said, well, I was caroling back when I was younger with a church group. So we have some church groups who were caroling. So that's good. That's good. Is anybody still, I guess a couple are still doing it. It seems like it's mostly church groups, Ramona. And that I could say. Texas said, our church group went caroling Sunday night. They do it every year. Well, how about that? Now, is it, do you only go to members of the congregation, or do you just go anywhere? But, well, it's good. That's good.
That's good. I guess if you keep it close to where you do, where you're
yeah,
going.
Yeah, we had a couple of people said they do it at nursing homes.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, that's nice. That is nice. Does that count, though?
No, but, I mean, that makes more sense. You want to go somewhere.
I think that's a noble thing, and I think that should be done.
But this going around the neighborhood, the strangers, I'm not a fan of going to people's houses when they didn't invite you. I am not a fan.
Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. Gilstrap has been covering the upstate for four generations. They're the most experienced. They're the best ratings and reviews. I mean, they've been doing roofs for like 100 years. Storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair, Gilstrap does it all. You're working with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. Gilstrap works alongside you and your insurance company to help streamline the claims process. If you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor with extensive experience who's fully licensed, bonded, and insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing, the Gilstrap difference. Gilstrap's been serving the upstate since 1935. Ramona, I bet they were caroling back then. In 1935,
they probably were.
I bet they were caroling back then. Yeah. When Gilstrap was putting roofs on the houses, they were out there caroling. Family-owned and operated across four generations, A-plus rating with a Better Business Bureau, fully licensed, bonded, and insured, a full-service roofing contractor, extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims, GAF Master Elite certified, gives the option to upgrade your warranty. Like and follow Gilstrap Roofing on Facebook and Instagram for a chance to win their monthly giveaway. I promise you won't want to miss out. Call today, 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232, or visit them online, gilstrapproofing.com. I'm actually a fan of the caroling. I'm a fan of it. I think it's a great idea.
My parents and my aunt and uncle were a gospel quartet.
Really?
Yes. And they went around the country.
They're making bacon cakes on the side.
They went around the country sometimes, but I don't remember them ever going house to house caroling to people.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think it's a great idea. I think it's definitely great, some of the things that people have suggested and for church groups to be doing. I think it's
a nice gesture. It is. I just can't believe you asked me that, and I've never, well, I can't believe it. I've never.
I saw it come up
house.
On Twitter like a week ago, and that's what I thought. I thought, man, I've never seen it. Guy asked the question. I've never seen it. I'll tell you what I have seen, Ramona. I've seen Old Dominion get sacked time and time again in big situations because they insist on throwing the ball. And if you're not going to block the guy off the edge at all and the quarterback has no recognition at all, I mean, what are you doing now? Can we get a late hit there? Just kick a field goal, please. Just kick a freaking field goal and tie the game. This does not put me in the caroling mood, Ramona.
I'll bet.
This puts me in an entirely different mood. Tennessee Tiger.
That's a 3-point spread.
Man. Yeah. Look, Old Dominion should be winning this like 17-0. Of course, South Florida screwed up their last drive when Moore threw a ball into traffic that Josh Allen couldn't have fit the ball in. I don't know if this dude can make a field goal to save his life. They passed on field goal earlier. We're about to find out. Make a friggin' field goal, at least. What did they do? Is that a fake? What on earth is that?
What are you doing? I'm with you. I don't even watch it.
What are you doing? What are they doing?
He has a little. You know what? Okay. What are we doing?
Maybe we don't need to see these bowl games. What?
Yeah, it's kind of tough on you, isn't it?
What on earth are you doing? And they were holding, which is declined. What did they just do? Did they drop the snap? I didn't see. I mean, the first thing I looked up, I see the holder running around with the ball. What did they do? Yeah, he dropped the snap. Nice job. Nice job. And then Doofus here in the pink socks, like he's going to make something happen. I mean, old 96, who's slow as a glacier, like he's going
to. And he's the one that lost his helmet.
Oh, yeah. My God, Old Dominion. He deserved to lose this helmet. Hit him again.
He's got one of them sweaters.
Oh, my God. Tennessee Tiger. How are you, Tennessee Tiger?
I'm good, Walt. I heard you ask about the caroling.
Yeah.
While I was on hold and wherever that was, sent you a text. Yeah, carolers do go to nursing homes and they go to hospitals. And some people mentioned their church groups go out. So, and Matt King Cole, you know, was a caroler. Caroling. Yeah, I guess Natalie was too. Okay.
Did you say Nat King Cole was a caroler?
I think he did.
You know, the song, caroling.
You mean he sang a song about caroling, not that he was caroler himself.
So him and Natalie could sing.
Oh, yeah.
If
Nat King Cole comes to your house caroling, you definitely getting milk and cookies for him. I mean, just Santa. Yeah. I mean, Nat King Cole, one of the great voices of all time.
Now, I called last week about the Michigan coach. I'll try to call tomorrow or Friday. And y'all were on the air next week, what, two, 3 days?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. But one day this week you were talking about, somebody called and somebody was talking about the NIL and the way it might have been after the LSU single gym calls. Anyway, and you said this is going to all blow up in 20 years. And I said to myself, I said, wow, if anything to do, correct about, I hope you're wrong about that, because when that first came out, I didn't call your show, but the NIL, I called the Mickey show, and I think of Ben, and I said, NIL stands for No Institutional Royalty, and that's exactly what it is. And you said it in 20 years. So if it goes on for 20 years, are we going to see, like, on the field, you know, they changed the name of Heinz Field to whatever that sponsor is now. Are we going to see, like, logos on the fields? They're going to pay big money so they can get there, and the Tiger Paw won't be there. And you know, this is just
Yeah, I mean, I think the other option is just corporate takeover, which you're already seeing movement in that regard. It's essentially just corporate takeover. It's outside money, and it's losing control of the game, and it's becoming a more professionalized version. I think all those things are possible. I don't know exactly what the time frame will be, but look, I've compared this to the fruit fly experiment that you may have done in school as a kid, you know. You put the fruit flies with the cheesecloth or whatever it is, an elastic band over a jar, and you put a piece of rotten banana in it, and they multiply and they multiply and they multiply, and they seem to be thriving and doing great, and then suddenly they all die. I think that's what's going to happen to college football. I do. I think eventually this is all going to wash away, and we're going to go back to the way it was to begin with. I think that's what's going to happen. I don't know what the time frame is necessarily, but I think it happens within the next 20 years. We'll see.
If it takes that long, then I'm getting less interested. But the coaches and Garrett Riley in particular, that, you know.
Tennessee Tiger, do me a favor. Call me back tomorrow, and I'll put you right back up. I got to run to break. I'm late. Thank you. Appreciate the call. Let me tell you about Burn Digital, your local full-service digital marketing powerhouse. We handle everything from powerful SEO to cutting-edge digital video campaigns on both the big and small screen. With services like advanced geofencing, we reach your exact local audience. Get your message seen on connected TV ads just like the pros. We understand this market. We have all the tools to make you shine. Burn Digital is a proud part of the Roar FM family, the same quality and community commitment you know from your favorite station. Combine Burn Digital with an ad campaign on the Roar for the most potent marketing strategy humanly possible. Discover how Burn Digital can make you stand out. Go to theroarfm.com, click on the advertising tab to contact us. You will 100% thank me later. Oh, my goodness, Ramon, what is Old Dominion doing? Just shoot me. Quick break.
Merry Christmas from all of us at Estes Heating and Air. This season, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year filled with joy, comfort, and peace. And here's a gift idea that keeps on giving: a UV light for your home's HVAC system. It helps keep your air clean, reducing allergens, and making your home a healthier place all year long. Call Estes Heating and Air today and give your family the gift of clean, fresh air this holiday season. Estes Heating and Air, comfort for your home, care for your family.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
How can you make her holiday truly special? By giving some Christmas magic from Turner's Jewelers. The perfect necklace, earrings, or watch will make her season bright. Choose from a variety of breathtaking collections. Or melt her heart with a spectacular Turner's custom jewelry design. Of course, Santa could decide to leave a dazzling engagement ring under the tree. Your special holiday begins at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center.
The holiday season is here, and Elkmont is counting the days to Christmas with a special sales offering for each of the 24 days of Christmas. Items will be added daily and posted on Elkmont's Facebook and Instagram pages. Elkmont has all the brands you love, like On Clouds, Birkenstock, Extra Tough, Patagonia, Z-Supply, Filson, Columbia, Maui Jims, Costa, and so much more. Elkmont is located in Powdersville and Clemson, or online at elkmonttradingcompany.com. That's E-L-K-M-O-N-T tradingcompany.com.
Merry Christmas!
Are you tired of searching for insurance on the web, only to be bombarded by emails and phone calls of companies that say they can save you money? Well, now you can make one phone call and let the Ben Mason Insurance Agency put together a comprehensive plan for either your auto, home, or life insurance. We can put together a plan for you to meet your budget. Call Ben or David at 864-578-7100 for your one-stop quote and personalized service. At the Ben Mason Insurance Agency, we put your needs first. Call today.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
At Ingles, we know that fresh means local. The best ingredients don't come from a world away. They come from your own backyard, which is why we rise to the challenge of providing the freshest items you'll find anywhere. Getting our foods from the farms we support, to the stores we love, to the tables you treasure. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeap.com.
Elevate your golf cart experience with Golf Cart Service, proudly serving Spartanburg and the upstate of South Carolina. Whether you need rentals, leases, or access to our extensive club car inventory, we've got you covered for both fun and business. Our mobile service truck ensures hassle-free maintenance right at your location. Visit our website, golfcartsc.com, or call 864-574-4616 to discover easy financing options and more. Golf Cart Service, simplifying your ride with convenience and expertise.
The Greenville Winter Invitational returns Sunday as the Cincinnati Bearcats take on the Clemson Tigers in a basketball clash between two marquee programs. It's a highly anticipated nationally televised matchup featuring a surging Clemson program and a tradition-rich Cincinnati team. Tip-off's at 3 p.m., and you can score tickets today at the GSP International Airport box office or Ticketmaster through game day while supplies last. Clemson versus Cincinnati in the Greenville Winter Invitational, Sunday at 3 p.m.
Sports talk for people who love sports. Come on, there's no need to complicate things.
It can't be forced. It should just come about effortlessly.
We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know him.
Walt Temple of Road Rage, we are back. Ramona's referencing the woman in San Francisco in the restaurant, and she's now equating it to her own situation and said, you know, those two guys probably didn't beat the crap out of the rose-colored cardigan guy because they knew that he had to go home to her, and how embarrassing that
it all was.
And then she related to her own story about how how the dude that she beat up in the bar room had to go home and realize the next day that he was beaten up by a girl. Tell the peeps that story. Well, no, tell the peeps that little story. They really haven't. Most people probably have never heard all. Now, you've told that like once or twice in many years. Go ahead.
I was shooting pool in a bar.
I mean, this sounds like a lie right from the start.
I
know that you've done all these things and that people have learned about in our promos you've done all these amazing things.
This is not a promo.
So it starts out, you were shooting pool in a bar.
I was shooting pool in a bar, and there was this little guy.
This sounds like the start of an obscene joke. It does.
No. And this little guy, I say little because he was only like an inch or so taller than me.
Yeah.
was getting in my personal space.
Yeah, getting
That's
in your
what
space.
I'm gonna say.
Yeah, you don't like people getting in your space.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I told him to leave me alone, and he just kept doing it.
Yeah.
And the more I told him to leave me alone, he thought it was funny, and he laughed. And so I said, if you don't leave me alone, it's going to make me really mad, nicely saying it. And he did it one more time.
Yeah.
He was getting in my personal space.
Yeah.
So there was this wall next to the pool table.
Don't get in her personal space.
Okay. So I was doing, I had him by the neck and I had him shoved up against the wall. And I explained to him how if he didn't stop, I was going to do things to his body that weren't normal things that you do to somebody's head. And so... I go, are you going to stop? And he couldn't talk. So
because
he
you
just
were choking him out.
Yeah, because so he just kind of, you know, did up and down yes. And so I let him down, and he did it again.
Oh, no. I don't remember the did it again part.
So I thought, I did it once. I can do it again. So I shoved him up against the wall again. And said, I'm going to take your head and remove your head and place it somewhere else where it won't be seen.
Yeah.
And his friends were all gathering around to the side there. I could see him gathering around.
Yeah.
And they went and got the bouncer. And this was a place I shot pool in a lot, so I knew all the bouncers. So I'm standing there with him, and I'm yelling at him and holding him up against the wall. And I hear, "Let him down, Mona." Behind me, and my friend bouncer Kip.
Let him down,
yeah, let him
Mona.
Down, Mona. And Kip, my friend bouncer behind me,
Kip.
You know, I turn and I let him down, and Kip took him outside.
Yeah.
And I saw Kip later in the week, and he said he got in trouble because he went out and beat him up. For me.
So known tough guy Kip took him outside and beat him up. I think he was more worried about you than he was Kip.
Probably. That guy, he was getting in my personal space.
Yeah.
That's what I'll say. I'm not going to describe it.
Obviously,
so
I don't remember the rest of that story. I only remember the jacked him up. I didn't realize there
was a
sequel.
I had to do
it
twice.
Yeah, I don't remember
it. I did it twice because he let me. I said, "Are you going to stop?" And he did it up and down with his head. And as soon as I let him down, he did it again. And I thought, well, I did it.
I did it once.
I can do it again. You know, once you do something, I mean, why not do it again?
Who knew? Do we have any idea what year this was, or do you not want to reveal that?
It was a long time ago.
Okay,
that's
what we're going to call it.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah. All right, I have no idea how Old Dominion could be losing this football game. Don, they should be up by like 14 points, and somehow they're losing by 3. It's just impossible. All right, Ramona, we have some games to go over, which we haven't gone over any games. We got to go over the 10 games in the first section before we talk about the rest of them. By the way, the rest of those picks are due when? Thursday? Friday?
Friday.
Yeah. And Friday actually starts the college football playoff. Let me tell you about Twin Peaks while you gather the games. Why wait for the weekend? At Twin Peaks, late night hits every night. Fresh, scratch-made food, handcrafted cocktails, ice-cold 29-degree draft beer, served till the lights go low, so when the rest of the world winds down, we turn it up. Pull up to the lodge and experience the best late night in the league tonight, tomorrow, every night you crave it. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, and you know, the scenic views. How about this? Are you looking for a job where you can have fun, build great friendships, make some serious money? Then it's time to join the team at Twin Peaks. Listen, Twin Peaks girls, cooks, bussers, barbacks, and more. Fast pace, high energy, great earnings, an atmosphere that feels like a family. You ready for a job you're going to actually love? It's easy. Text WORK, capital W, WORK, the number 4, capital T, capital P, to 8500. That's WORK, capital W, the number 4, capital T, capital P, WORK for TP. That's WORK for TP to 85000. Twin Peaks, work hard, play hard. Earn big. Tell my sentence. How it works. How about happy hour? Nobody does happy hour like the Peaks. Nobody. Whatever you're craving, we got it. Tequila cocktails, premium bourbon pours, top shelf spirits served over ice balls that hit just right, local craft beers, handcrafted whiskey cocktails. Yep. All here. And don't forget, the teeth-chattering 29-degree drafts we're famous for. Pair it all with scratch kitchen bites that actually satisfy from shareables to hearty bites. When it comes to happy hour, the Peaks doesn't play around. And oh, by the way, the beautiful women, the scenic views, the 80 high-definition monitors, it's the ultimate destination for a sports fan. And I say this all the time. The biggest surprise at Twin Peaks is the scratch-made kitchen, scratch-made food. The food is excellent. So if you're a sports fan, this is your destination. There's no place like it. It's the ultimate all-time destination for a sports fan. Get there. You'll thank me later. All right, Ramona. We have not gone over any bowl games. None. Other than this mess that we have here
So we can skip that one. We talked about that one.
Yeah,
Delaware versus Louisiana. Louisiana is a 3-point favorite. And I took Louisiana.
Uh-oh.
I didn't think Delaware would be football.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. They're just corporate is what you thought. That's where you go to incorporate. Yeah. I believe I took Delaware.
You did.
Yeah. Okay. So what was the breakdown on this?
Six and six on this one.
I'm surprised. I thought this would be like 12-0 Louisiana. What's the spread on this game?
-3 Louisiana.
Well, I mean, it's basically going to be a near home game for Louisiana, which favors them.
The right thing.
they're used to being in bowl games as well. So I can understand taking Louisiana here. This game to me was basically a toss up. And I had to take somebody. I'm sorry, what did you say the spread was?
3, Louisiana.
La Tech is 3?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why I did it. I took the 3 thinking that this is a 3-point game, and I'd rather have the points than not. Plus, I have a little bit of my own strategy come bowl time, so I employed that here as well. All right, we're both 1-0 heading into this game today, but you have South Florida in this game, and I have Old Dominion. What was the spread on this game?
The Old Dominion? Yeah. South Florida 3.
3? Uh-huh. Okay, well, that's what we're at right now, and that's what missing the field goal and everything else killed me. Okay.
Next one's Arkansas State and Missouri State. Missouri State's 1.5. I took Arkansas State.
Yeah, I took Arkansas State too. Picking Butch Jones scares the hell out of me. I'm not a fan of Butch Jones. What's the breakdown on this? Give me the spread and everything. What's the
1.5 for Missouri State, and 10 people took Arkansas State. Is that what you wanted?
I don't know about this. I almost have a feeling that 10 people are on the wrong side, including me.
Uh-oh.
So we both have Arkansas State?
Yeah.
Who are the two people who picked Missouri State?
Nick and, where'd he go? Will.
Yeah. I could see this going their way. I don't feel at all confident about this one. And I'm sorry, you said the spread was what? Missouri State was
1.5.
Missouri State was a slight favorite?
Yeah, 1.5.
Huh. All right.
The next one is Kennesaw State and
Western Michigan Broncos.
Yeah, that's the one.
Did you have to look up anything here?
Yeah, I had to look up the Western. I had to look up the Western Michigan University.
Really? Yeah. Really?
All right. I knew Kennesaw State from the week before.
Okay.
So I knew that one.
All right.
And the Kennesaw State's a 10-2. I took Kennesaw State.
I'm sorry. Kennesaw State's what?
10-2. 10 people took Kennesaw State.
Really?
Yeah. Western Michigan's a 4-point favorite.
I took Kennesaw State. What did you do here?
I took Kennesaw State, too.
I like Amari Odom, their quarterback. I think Western Michigan has a better defense here, so we'll see. But I guess we're on the same side here. All right, what else do we have?
The next one is Memphis and NC State. NC State's 5.5. And I took Memphis.
I took Memphis, too, but Ryan Silverfield is gone, and I don't know. Look, I think NC State's defense sucks. I don't think it's been a good year in the ACC. I'm not even sure this as a conference this favors the ACC, but NC State can score, and that worries me a little bit here. What was the breakdown here? What's the spread?
NC State 7-5. 5.5, NC State.
And we both took Memphis?
Yes.
Okay. So we're on the same side in that one. We're done. We're out of time. So we'll pick this conversation up tomorrow. Walt Tiptoe, Robert. See you then.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
For the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Freddie Coleman of ESPN Radio's Freddie and Harry.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
This is SportsCenter.
I'm Christine Lisi. A change at quarterback for the Dolphins. They're benching struggling veteran Tua Tagovailoa. Rookie Quinn Ewers starts Sunday.